The Analysis Group, a national financial and business consulting firm that's worked with corporate and government clients, released the report. It says the total kitty for the state's 27 casinos and gaming facilities came to about $1.3 billion. Alan Meister, an economist in Los Angeles, authored the report. He says not only was Wisconsin's tribal casinos ahead of the national revenue growth of 5%, but they also saw growth in their existing facilities.
There was a sizable increase in the number of machines, a little bit over 7%, maybe 8% growth. Was growth in table games. Going forward, there are a number of developments. Some of them have already happened, including the Pottawatomie Casino that has had enormous expansion.
The Forest County Pottawatomie recently doubled the number of tables and machines at their Milwaukee Bingo Casino. Other tribes, including the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans, are also expanding. Tribal President Bob Chick says a $100 million project is right on track. He adds so far they have not seen much downturn this year in business, and have enjoyed seeing more local tourists come to the reservation.
Maybe it is too expensive for people to travel, say, to Las Vegas, but they can turn around and maybe make smaller travel plans to the casinos here in the state.
Both Meister and Chick say the report uses 2007's data, so it'll be interesting to see how 2008 compares given the troubles with gas prices and housing. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.